WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Lights are reportedly working again on Briarcrest Drive after a flurry of power outages about an hour ago, affecting service to approximately 1,200 BTU customers. On BTU's outage map, still showing about 39 outages with approximately 1,000 customers affected at this point, so service may still be interrupted in residential areas. More on this story as it develops. Brazos County Commissioners tomorrow morning will consider two appointments to the Blinn College Board of Trustees.
If approved, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry and former Bryan Councilwoman Ann Horton would serve two-year terms beginning December 1st. A new state law added the positions for the next 4 years unless extended by the legislature. The law called for members to be named from Blinn's Brazos County Advisory Committee. And County Judge Dwayne Peters says three were interested in joining the trustees.
And they both know lots of folks in the community that know the issues, and I felt like they'd be a good representation of Brazos County on that board.
The Brazos County trustees cannot vote on Blinn's property tax rate in Washington County, and they cannot be named an officer to the Blinn board. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The operation and funding of the 50 state-supported community colleges is among the issues that will be studied by the Texas House. That was sought by Representative John Rainey of Bryan, who says difficulties Blinn College students face on the Bryan campus are repeated statewide.
Frankly, I don't think anybody in state government fully recognizes or knows where the dollars that they're giving to community colleges are being spent, and that's one of the things that we'll be looking at in general.
Rainey says the interim study will shed light on the JUCOs that, in his words, quote, are playing a shell game with these kids' futures. Representative Rainey will join Scott in just a few minutes here on the Infomaniacs. The new federal transportation bill takes the next step towards bringing an interstate to Bryan College Station. Washington lobbyist Larry Meyer has been hired by the Twin Cities and the Research Valley Partnership in part to follow the development of Interstate 14, which in Texas would follow the path of U.S. 190. Meyer says the legislation that's now in a House Senate conference committee would rename 35 miles of highway built to interstate standards from Fort Hood headed east.
So they can designate that as Interstate 14 when this law takes place, and then all we have to do is finish it out. But, of course, that'll take a decade or more, depending on funding.
Along with helping Fort Hood move troops and cargo to the Gulf Coast, the interstate would aid in local economic development.
Both the state of Texas and the federal government this month came out with new studies for comment on the National Freight Corridor, and we hope to get both I-69 and Interstate 14 tied into that, which would bring more business and make it easier for suppliers to bring to the Brazos Valley.
Meyer doesn't see any major policy differences between the House and Senate versions and thinks the final bill could go to the president as soon as 3 weeks from now. Local law enforcement responding to a Bryan man claiming he was robbed and injured turned out to be a hoax. 49-year-old Burt Robinson was arrested for making a false police report.
It cost us a lot of resources, and we had roughly 15 to 20 officers in the area looking. We sent officers to the nearby schools because, you know, it was a precaution and that we had this man on the loose.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says Robinson was trying to cover up the loss of some money.
He said that he had owed some money to some people and that he went to pay his debt off rather than paying the bills that his wife was expecting him to pay.
McKeithen says officers questioned the legitimacy of Robinson's report from the get-go, but that did not stop a thorough investigation that included at least two people being stopped and questioned who fit Robinson's suspect description. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 55 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil & Lube, and while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil & lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil & Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
This year, give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video transfer and preserve your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other digital formats. We convert older style photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, and almost all video formats, even records and tapes, to new quality digital files. 2Video is located in South College Station and online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Let's have a look. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more.
High pressure in control over our weather, so lots of sunshine in the forecast for today. We'll reach 65 to 70. It'll be partly cloudy overnight. Lows will fall back to 55 to 60. Sunshine tomorrow, it'll start to fade. Warmer, 75 to 80. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow night with lows of 65 to 70. Cloudy and breezy on Wednesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs Wednesday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:11, almost 8:12 out there. So the lights are back on. Brian, everything's great. Fast response from those folks. And again, couldn't be much better place, a much worse place for the lights to go out than on Briarcrest.
No, but BTU nailed it.
They did. They did a good job, took care of that. So John Rainey joins me this morning, and he said, ask me any question about textbooks, I can answer it for you. Oh, no, he didn't. Do you know what the best, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Scott.
Do you know what the best-selling college textbook of all time is?
Well, it used to be McConnell Economics. I don't know what it is now.
Well, because, you know, John runs the bookstore in his spare time when he's not doing all this other stuff. But anyway, it's called The Hodges Harbrace Handbook. Relied upon by grammar and stylists who write, and the people who learn how to write properly, created in 1941 by John Hodges. Basically, a handbook. It's in its 18th edition. 15 million copies.
We have used that at A&M.
Yeah, there you go. So it's we don't have we didn't have a liberal arts department, and we lost a journalism school. So heck, they didn't need to know how to write anyway, did they? Yeah. Anyway, so how's your world?
Doing great.
Okay, you know. You became, for better or worse, kind of the torchbearer for this idea of community colleges giving a little more information when it came to how their money is allocated if they have more than one campus. You introduced a bill, soundly defeated in Austin. But the situation I think most people seem to understand is that the Bryan campus of Blinn has far more students than the Brenham campus for Blinn does. Yet the money does not seem to be divided in a way that would reflect that. And it's kind of been your purpose. And I know you want to say right up front how you feel about Blinn as an institution before we go into that.
I do. I really appreciate what Blinn does, particularly getting these kids prepared to attend Texas A&M. They do an excellent job. And that's the most important thing, in my estimation, is the students. And that's one of the reasons I'm concerned about the money, because the students that attend Blinn here in Brazos County do not have the same kinds of facilities that are available to the students in Brenham. And I just feel like that's an injustice that needs to be corrected. Those kids need to have adequate study areas. They need to have adequate facilities to have lunch or something like the MSC, not trying to make it that big or anything, but something where they can go and have a student life. We don't have athletics here. We don't have much except the kids go to school, and then they participate, I guess, in the activities around A&M because they don't have any activities over there. They don't have adequate space. The space situation is such that they have about 300 square feet per student in Washington County, and we have about 35 square feet per student here. So it's totally inadequate. I feel like that the other thing is that Blinn is an economic boost to Bryan College Station. we have the opportunity to have a community college in this area that has 25,000 students. I don't think that we're getting that drive from the Washington County campus to make us where we should be.
So now what's the step from here? The session's not for more than a year away. Tell me what's going to happen in advance of the new session vis-a-vis Blinn.
Both higher education and appropriations are going to have a joint study that will look at the financial side of whether there's adequate funding for community colleges, how that funding is decided, whether the geographic areas of different community colleges are funded differently or need to be funded differently, because, for instance, in Houston and Harris County, those community colleges have a large property base, and they get a lot of money out of that. In Washington County, they have a very small property base. They only raise about $1.5 million out of property tax. And the rest of the money comes, frankly, from the students here that pay a higher tuition in Brazos County.
Now, one thing that was said is that this is a one-of-a-kind situation, that Blinn's the only community college that has this. Have you identified that there might be others that would be in a similar situation where they have more than one campus in different counties?
I know that there are about four or five that do. I don't know what their financial situation is or whether they're treated fairly or not. I think that's one of the things we're going to look at in the interim study. Higher Education Committee is going to look at the governance of community colleges and how maybe they should have some governance from campuses that are outside of their taxing district.
So now, is it going to be a series of hearings, as you understand? Will it be more than one or just one? And
I suspect with the depth of the charge, and I have not spoken to Chairman Zerwas, but I expect there'll be more than one. I hope we have some that are scattered around the state a little bit. I would like to have one here in Bryan College Station, but I have not talked to Chairman Zerwas. He'll be the guy that will make that decision.
And so what comes out of these panels, these hearings? Is there a document? Do they take a vote? Do they make a stand? Is there a recommendation? What happens?
Probably will not take a stand, but what they will do is there will be some recommendations that are written. Not everybody on the committee will agree with all the recommendations on any of the interim studies, but there will be kind of a summation of what the committee heard and learned during the interim, and that'll help drive legislation in the next session.
State Representative John Rainey joining us this morning. There's been an administrative change in Brenham at Blinn. Tell me what kind of contact you've had with the new administration and characterize that for me.
I have met with Dr. Hensley. She's a very intelligent and nice lady. Most of our conversation at that point was strictly just getting to know one another. We didn't get into any depth on Blinn difficulties or problems. And quite frankly, I want the Blinn campus in Washington County to be as successful as anyone else. I just think they need to watch how they allocate their funds so that the students that are attending school here in Brazos County receive adequate support.
As we sit here in early November today, where's the common ground between these two points of view?
Well, I think that the first common ground is that all of us want what's good for students. I hope that's the case. The difficulty is that the territorialness maybe of both sides, me and them both, I'm wanting to protect what's going on in my district in Brazos County, and maybe they're trying to protect what's going on over there. The fact is we need to be looking at students rather than anything else.
Sure. Well, all right, well, let's move on to other stuff, because last week, I think the middle of last week, the speaker put out basically what his charges were to the different committees. You're on appropriations and higher education, so tell me what kind of charges he's put forth to y'all.
Well, they're very broad, and again, the basic thing is making sure, one, in higher education, that we are looking at tuition and the cost and how it affects middle-income families. Kids who come from higher-income families have an opportunity to, perhaps because they go to better schools, get scholarships and that sort of thing, plus they don't have any difficulty paying the tuition. middle-income families are the ones that are being in the squeeze right now, and I think we're trying to look at that as well as other things that access to education.
You know, and speaking of education, I don't know when the court's going to rule, but again, that's the driving force here. But do you see that there's a possibility that there would be a special session once they do?
If the court doesn't rule quickly, I would say that there's not. I don't think it's going to be. If the court rules mid-spring, I'd say it'd be done in the next regular session.
Sure. I do need to go back to Blinn for just a minute because the announcement was made that Mayor Nancy Berry and former Bryan City Councilman Ann Horton were going to be placed on the board. I'd like to get your comments on them.
Well, I think that's two very intelligent and knowledgeable people. They both understand higher education. They understand how a government works, having been within the both of them serving on city council and the mayor being the mayor, of course. I'm proud of those folks. I think they'll be good representation for Brazos County on that board.
Sure. Going back then to Austin then and things that are going on over there, what do you see as the real hot button issues then that the legislature is going to take on?
Well, you hit the first one, which is public finance for public education. Those are the big things. I hope that funding itself is not a problem. We don't know what's going to happen with oil industry. Hopefully it has some rebound. If it doesn't, we may need to be looking at how we spend our money again and if we are maybe having to cut money again. I hope we don't. But that's funding highways is one of those issues that we passed 2 years ago to fund highways from severance tax, and that was supposed to be about $1.8 billion, and it's down to around $800 million right now. So highway funding, and we passed the legislation this last election day to help that. But highway funding is always going to be a difficulty.
You know, it's interesting to watch the personality after so many years that we had the personality of Rick Perry as the governor, who basically with his at the beginning of the year, he said, you know, don't send this to me, don't send this to me. I mean, he basically gave his charge to the legislature before it started. Greg Abbott seems to be work a little bit differently within that system. But we have some key issues. Representative Otto is not seeking re-election, so he won't be there. But how do you see this legislature? Dan Patrick, I think, announces now he begins his speech by saying, I'm not going to run for governor. So that's kind of interesting. So this new look of politics in Texas, what does that hold for the new session?
Well, I really believe that politics is going to be much the same. I think that those who serve for a little while kind of mellow and begin to learn that in order to get things done, they have to work with other people. We're going to miss John Otto and John Otto's understanding of the budget. He was both on Ways and Means and Appropriations for a long time, and it was a great leader of Appropriations Committee. We're also going to miss Jimmy Don Acock, who was over public education, and that may be the one that is the most difficult to fill. I don't know who will be filling that slot. Of course, that's up to the speaker anyway.
Well, you know, you used the term mellow, but the Tea Party is pretty alive and well in Texas, and what they'd say is, well, you're just too far to the left. I mean, don't we have, an ultra-conservative wing that's going to still make it difficult?
We have a Tea Party wing, and it serves its purpose. It brings us back to make sure that we look at our conservative values. But from the standpoint of governance, they are not playing a part in that other than forcing people to be maybe a little more conservative, which I'm very proud of, frankly. But as far as offering solutions, they have not offered very many solutions to things like highways, education, and the things that are most important.
Sure. Anything else on your radar screen this morning we didn't talk about?
No, I don't think so. I think we did a good job. Right. I hope I didn't get in trouble with my conservative friends because I consider myself one of the most conservative members there. And if you look at there was a poll put out one time that said ranked us all. Mm-hmm. And then they also had a graph that showed how far to the left of center or the right of center you were. On both sides, there was very little difference from center. from conservatives
right.
too.
Well, so, but again, as any political scientist will tell you, if you have a party that is in control like that, it's going to fracture itself anyway. There are going to be factions that are going to happen.
Absolutely, and the main thing is that at the end of the day, we need to make sure that government works, that we fund those things that are important, and everybody has a little different list, but particularly we need to make sure that we fund education, transportation, and make sure we have an adequate water supply. Other than that, the other things are kind of one way or the other. We can look at those, but we really do need to make sure that we fund transportation because we're growing at a fast rate. Now, that rate is slow because of the oil industry decline, but we're still growing at a very fast rate, and our highways, interstate system, and highway system is inadequate, and the maintenance is inadequate.
Yep, got to work it. John Rainey is the District 14 State Rep. Thanks for the time this morning.
Appreciate it.
You bet. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Photo sharing site Pinterest plans to introduce technology to let users search its site without using text. Today's Wall Street Journal says the new tool would allow a user who, for example, admires a light fixture pictured hanging above a dining room table to highlight it and then see pictures of other light fixtures in similar styles or colors. Pinterest says the technology is a step toward a new type of visual search engine it calls a discovery engine. China's exports fell in October for the fourth consecutive month as diminishing global appetite for the country's goods weighed on a once powerful engine of its growth. Meanwhile, a senior government official says China has not set its growth target for the next 5 years at 6.5% after President Xi last week said growth of at least that level was needed for the nation to realize its economic and social goals by 2020. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly lower open. Last week, the Dow Industrials gained 246. That's Your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M came up short against Auburn on Saturday night. 26-10 was the final. The Auburn Tigers over the Aggies. Another 100,000-plus crowd for A&M. 104,625, the 12th straight crowd at Kyle Field, over 100,000. That's a school record. A&M did not gain a turnover against Auburn, which broke a streak of 13 games with at least one takeaway. Aggies had three interceptions in that game. Getting ready now for Western Carolina. That will be played this coming Saturday at Kyle Field, last home game of the year. We will kick that one at 6 o'clock. The broadcast over this radio station will start at 5 o'clock, coming up on Saturday, Western Carolina. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Buyer's remorse. It's something we all feel from time to time, but let the pros at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment spare you from buyer's remorse. You can buy just any tractor, or you can visit Sioux Falls Prater Equipment and get the tractor that's right for you at a price you can afford. Let Sioux Falls Prater's knowledgeable salesman find you the perfect fit, along with John Deere financing and savings on multiple implements. Now is the time. Stop by today to speak with the friendly staff at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer on Highway 21 West, or visit them online at cptractor.com.
Kim Gamando here with one more reason to be very careful with every website you visit. While you may have your computer's browser set to privacy, that is not to keep a record of what you do and where you go online. Websites track you anyway. It's not the government. It's Amazon and Google and Facebook and any other website wanting to compile data on your viewing, shopping, and spending habits. Privacy groups push the FCC to force all web operators to allow customers to opt out of the tracking. But many large website companies push back, saying we need users' personal information so we can understand how to sell to them. So the word is official. Shop at a website that wants to track you? It's perfectly legal. Here's why. The FCC voted in favor of net neutrality a few months ago. They went out of their way to emphasize that they were only regulating providers of access, not websites. So trust me, there's going to be a lot of tracking this holiday season. Read more and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.comando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Hey there, guys. I want to give you a sneak peek inside the mind of your wife or girlfriend. I guarantee you this is something she's experienced. She's home alone. It's at night. Maybe you're at work or you're out with friends. But she's home alone. And sometimes those sounds you hear when you're home alone and your husband or a man isn't there, they are terrifying. So guys, here's the secret to making your wife, your girlfriend, whoever, happy. SimpliSafe Home Security. This is amazing protection, built by the best engineers in the country. Tech experts everywhere are raving about it. With SimpliSafe, you get 24/7 professional monitoring, police dispatch, and emergencies. It's just $14.99 a month with no long-term contracts. You get this, your wife or girlfriend doesn't need to worry anymore. She's happy. And you know what? That means you're happy. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com today to save 10%. SimpliSafeKim.com. That's SimpliSafeKim.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33, 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards and More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. We may be 3 weeks from Texas getting another interstate highway, one that in the future could be in Bryan College Station. The new federal transportation bill contains language creating Interstate 14, which would follow U.S. 190 across the state. A Washington lobbyist hired by the Twin Cities and the Research Valley Partnership, Larry Meyer, says the hardest part of getting an interstate is getting it started.
First, you have to get a designation as a high priority corridor, and we use the military and the need to serve Bryan College Station as an excuse for that. And then Congressman Babin's effort to actually name it Interstate 14, that's huge.
A House Senate Conference Committee has been appointed to reach a final version.
A quick glance between the two bills, there's not that major policy differences. So I expect that to happen over the next 3 weeks, and then it'll go to the president, and we expect his signature also. He's been strongly supportive of a new six-year bill.
Meyer says the first portion of I-14 will be 35 miles that's been built to interstate standards from Fort Hood to the east. The road is being promoted as another route for the military to deploy to the Gulf Coast and for hurricane evacuation. Two familiar names from the College Station and Bryan City Councils have been nominated to serve on the Blinn College Board of Trustees.
A new state law expanded the Blinn Board for the next 4 years of two members from Blinn's Brazos County Advisory Committee, who are appointed by the County Commission. County Judge Joanne Peters placed on tomorrow's agenda College Station Mayor Nancy Berry and former Bryan Councilwoman Ann Horton.
They both expressed a good bit of interest in and wanted to serve.
Both would serve two-year terms.
I know that once you get on to something like that, then you have to look at the broad issues of what's good for Blinn and not really necessarily focus on just what's good for Brazos County Blinn, but express those interests too. But you have to look at the broad picture once you're on the Blinn board. And I'm sure they will do that.
As Brazos County trustees, they will not be allowed to vote on Blinn's Washington County property tax rate and cannot be named an officer. With the appointments of Berry and Horton to the trustees, the 11-member advisory board will be short 7 people at the end of the year. That's due to 2 existing vacancies and 3 other members whose terms are expiring. Unless the legislature changes the new state law, Brazos County representation on Blinn's Board of Trustees will expire in 4 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Debate during this year's legislative session about funding and operating 50 state-supported community colleges will continue with a study by the Texas House. Representative John Rainey of Bryan asked for the interim study after determining funding inequity he found between Blinn College campuses in Bryan and Brenham is happening statewide.
Some of them are represented by multiple state representatives, and they got on the phone and sent emails opposed to that legislation. And the only thing I can ask a question about why they were concerned about that has to do with they didn't want people to know how they're spending their money.
Rainey says a follow-up to legislation he filed last session in part on how those colleges distribute state funds.
The other thing has to do with governance of community colleges and looking out at districts like ours, and not just Blinn, but others, where there may not be some representation where they have a lot of students, and I don't know how that's going to end up.
Rainey says he doesn't think anybody in state government knows where money going to community colleges is being spent. A Bryan man who reported he was robbed and cut last week has been arrested for making a false report. 49-year-old Bert Robinson reported there was a disturbance with a knife at his home on Hoppus Street near 29th and Coulter. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says the arrest was made after Robinson was brought in to check out a photo lineup, then demonstrate how he was cut.
They gave him a knife, like a plastic knife, or it's like a rubber knife, and said, show me how it happened. You know, show me how you were stabbed. So all the motions he was making wasn't really consistent with the wounds he had. You know, after they talked to him a little bit more, he finally confessed that he made the story up.
According to McKeithen, Robinson made up the story because he was covering up to his wife. He had paid off debts to some people instead of paying household bills. McKeithen says the response to the reported assault and robbery brought out 15 to 20 officers. A couple of people were stopped and questioned who matched the suspect description, and neighborhood schools were contacted as a precaution. 3 overturned livestock trucks on local highways in the last 2 weeks has generated a reminder from DPS trooper Jimmy Morgan about distracted driving.
When you're traveling 70 miles an hour, if you're doing 102 feet per second, and any distraction or any moment that you look off the road, so many things can change the roadway.
In the most recent crash, shortly before 4 in the morning last Friday, Morgan says a semi-driver wasn't able to react to a curve on Highway 21 west of Bryan between the rivers. That caused the weight of 78 cattle to shift in the trailer, contributing to the rollover. At least 6 of the cattle died, and the driver was taken to the hospital where they were treated and released. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. More local news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime online, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
It's 840. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brought to you this morning, the weather is, by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure in control of our weather, so lots of sunshine in the forecast for today. We'll reach 65 to 70. It'll be partly cloudy overnight. Lows will fall back to 55 to 60. Sunshine tomorrow, it'll start to fade. Warmer, 75 to 80. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow night with lows of 65 to 70. Cloudy and breezy on Wednesday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs Wednesday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are. It's 841. We mentioned this last week, and apparently more and more Girl Scout troops are going to go to the $5 cookies, just saying. Save your money. You know, save it up so that you can go buy them. Just know that it's going to cost a little more because you're going to want the cookies. You know you are.
I was about to close out the BTU outages map.
Yeah.
They had gotten it to just under 400 customers needing service returned. Now they have one additional outage affecting about 2,000 customers.
Oh, where's that?
That is going to be on Briar Oaks Drive, mm-hmm. just east of 29th Street.
Okay. All right. So
when you get back home and you see 12, 12, 12.
But you'll know you were one of them.
It's a big you'll see it on Twitter. I'm going to put it there in just a second. Okay. It affects pretty much everything southeast of Briarcrest.
Okay. When autistic student Brandon Williams saw his classmate choking on an apple slice, he immediately sprung into action performing the Heimlich maneuver. Brandon, who is in a special needs class in Staten Island, New York, said he picked up the maneuver from an episode of SpongeBob SquarePants. How about that?
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yep. Brandon's dad said that his son often picks up things that most people wouldn't see, like the bits used on SpongeBob. So, letting you know.
Pretty cool.
La Ferrari, is that right? One of the world's most expensive cars?
Yes, the Ferrari.
499 of them built. Guy in Hungary crashed his moments after leaving the dealership.
Oh, that's enough to make you throw up.
All seemed to be going well until the driver hit the accelerator really hard, causing it to lose traction. 950 horsepower hybrid that can hit 62 miles an hour in 3 seconds. Went off the road, smashed into some other cars. Nobody's hurt, but
his pocketbook.
Pretty much the least of the problems there. A dad in China convicted of hacking into a school computer system and leaking the personal information of students online. Total of 34,200 pieces of information. Okay. If you can't wait to feast your eyes on some more precious few seconds, the new Star Wars footage, Twitter has you covered. Company tweeted a 30-second commercial for The Force Awakens, mostly footage we've seen previous trailers, just in case you care.
Boo-hum.
Yeah, I don't know if you do or not. The acoustic guitar that John Lennon used to record such Beatle hits as I Want to Hold Your Hand and She Loves You nabbed a whopping $2.4 million at auction on Saturday in Beverly Hills.
Wow.
Sale of the 1962 J160E Gibson acoustic was closely watched because the guitar had been missing for 50 years. Lennon originally purchased the guitar back in 1962 for about $225. And George Harrison bought an identical one at the same time. Lennon replaced his guitar in 1964 with a 64 model. After the first one went missing, the guitar resurfaced after a man noticed similarities between a guitar in his collection to the one in the magazine about Harrison's guitar collection.
I can't even fathom that.
No, really. Here's the deal, though. If he's a guitar collector, he's probably got money anyway.
True.
So $2.4 may not be what it would be like for a regular person, but nonetheless, it's $2.4. Oh, and the license plate. We talked about this, I think. The JFK license plate, what that was going to bring. This was, if you'll recall, we did the story last week. They took the car in, and they're going to have to do some work on it, and they threw the plates away, and the owner of the company where they were doing the refurbishment of the car held onto the plates. And they sold for $100,000 at auction. Opening bid was $40,000, but rose quickly. The anonymous winner described the auction house as an ardent Kennedy collector. So they were just going to throw it away, and he saved it, and it's worth that much to it. All right, here you go. I know this is what you've been waiting for.
Okay.
The five secrets you must know before you die. It's a book. It's a book written by John Izzo, The Five Things You Need to Know Before You Die. Here we go. And what it is that he surveyed 250 truly happy people to find out what makes them happy. So here we are, the five secrets that you must know before you die. Number one, go outside yourself. Obsessive focus on oneself is one of the greatest sources of unhappiness. You can't be happy wallowing in your own problems. Focus on somebody else or something else. Number two, stop judging your life. Life is not a contest. It is something to be enjoyed. So be in a place of gratitude and be thankful for all the things you do have. Number three, no regrets. It's better to take a risk and fail than to never try and wonder what if. Number four, give more than you take, very simply. And number five is missing.
So it's only four.
No, there are five. That's the name of the book. Oh, I guess you got to buy the book to get number five.
Ah, the holidays. We know it can be a hectic time of the year. Well, the entire staff at Molly Maid is here to help make them easier. Whether it's helping you prepare for house guests or cleaning up the mess afterward, we'll make your holidays stress-free so you can kick back, relax, and enjoy them. Visit us at mollymaid.com to learn more. Or better yet, call us now at 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Molly Maid. We're made for this.
How appropriate that Veterans Day falls on the middle day of this week, the week that we celebrate and remember all of those who have served in uniform. And what a week it'll be at the Museum of the American GI on Highway 6 South. Because on Wednesday, the AVTT Traveling Vietnam Wall will arrive there.
It's an 80% replica of the Vietnam Wall that's in Washington, D.C. It has every name on it that's on the original wall.
That's Leisha Mullins, who with her husband Brent turned the Museum of the American GI from a dream to a reality about a year ago. Once the wall is assembled near the museum, it will be open free of charge 24 hours a day starting Thursday at noon.
We're going to dedicate crosses that are in remembrance of all the veterans that were in the Brazos Valley. These are all the names that are on the Downtown Bryan Vietnam Veterans Memorial. So those were made by the Vietnam Veterans of America local group, and so we're going to be dedicating those at noon.
If you've never been to Washington to see the wall, this is as close as you can come. The official ceremonies, called Lest We Forget, will start Thursday at noon, then at 7 Thursday evening, the main events, emceed by our own general manager, Ben Downs.
Bill Youngkin is going to be speaking. He is a Vietnam veteran here in town, and he's going to be sharing a little bit about his experience and what serving in the Vietnam War meant to him.
Part of the ceremony will be a wreath presentation. Here again, Leisha Mullins.
The Vietnam veterans are going to present wreaths to the wall. There's a branch-specific wreath, and a veteran that served in that particular branch is going to present that wreath. They're going to be accompanied by the Ross Volunteers. They're going to be helping them with that. At the conclusion of that part of the ceremony, the Ross Volunteers are going to do a rifle volley, and then we're going to have taps.
And the Aggie Band and the Corps of Cadets Color Guard will be there. Overflow parking for this event and a shuttle will be available at Santa's Wonderland. Now, Friday at 7 o'clock will be a flag remembrance ceremony.
We're inviting all, everyone in the community, particularly Gold Star families, not just Gold Star families from the Vietnam, but even ones from more recent conflicts, to come out and place a flag in remembrance of the person that they lost. And then, like I said, after that, anyone can come and place a flag. Those flags were donated by the Woodsmen of America. So we have the flags for that. And the highlight of that, right after the flag placing is going to be the singing cadets. They're going to sing at 7:30, and this is going to be their only performance for Veterans Week. It's going to be at ours, so we hope everybody can come out and listen to them.
Saturday, of course, is game day, and it's just a day to bring the family out to see the wall for the first time or the second time or the third time. Remember, it'll be open, free, around the clock. Sunday at 2 is the closing ceremony. KBTX's Steve Fulhart will MC. And Alton Meyer, a Vietnam POW for 6 years, will be the speaker. And it'll be your last chance to walk the wall.
Throughout the event, we're going to have people manning a name lookup. So if you don't, maybe you know the name of someone, but you don't know where they're on the wall. For those that don't know, the wall is a little bit unique. All the names are listed in chronological order in regards to the day that they died. And so it's sometimes a little bit difficult to find it. So we're going to have computer lookups and books so people can come and look up the name for the person that they would like to see.
The Museum of the American GI is located just south of Santa's Wonderland on Highway 6. Take the Texas World Speedway exit going south. See you there and thank a veteran this week. I cannot explain what a memorable event this will be. And it's all free. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Caldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted best in the Brazos Valley in 2015.
Moving families, a Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors tradition. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, property experts at selling lifestyles. Just a corner away from Aggieland, above the rest. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, 846-8400. A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggieland Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7 minutes till. Well, Leatherface died. Guy in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You know?
I didn't figure him at the real guy.
Yeah. Gunnar Hansen. Born in Reykjavik, Iceland, and studied at the University of Texas. Go figure. Yeah, that's it. Anyway, that's, and again, that's the reason he did it, because Toby just said, hey, he's just, you know, here he is. He's, I guess, was a student there. So he played, he's the actor who was behind the mask, so to speak. And
the leather.
The 1974 film became obviously a classic, spawned a series of sequels. In the movie, in case you didn't know, friends visiting their grandfather's house are haunted by Leatherface, and who's a chainsaw-wielding maniac. It's so iconic that they've done a commercial about it, right? What's the one where the kids go hide in the barn where the chainsaws are hanging. Yeah. Anyway, whatever it is. He majored in Scandinavian studies at the University of Texas. Went on to be a screenwriter. Just saying. So according to the 2010 study from the University of North Carolina, 98% of children in U.S. America snack at least once a day. A jump from 74% back in 1978. Well, let's see. What else do 98% of the kids do today that only 74% did back in 1978? That's almost 40 years ago, okay? They now consume nearly 600 calories or 27% of their daily intake from snacks. Yeah, that's probably not
good. Yeah, that's not good.
So, things to do. Schedule snack time. For active school-age kids, 3 meals and an afternoon snack should suffice. The key word there, active. Go for variety. Snacking is really just a mini meal, so you'll want to make a similar approach when planning what you serve. Fruit is always a yes. A 2013 study in the Journal of Pediatrics confirms when children eat healthy snacks like fruit and veggies instead of salty chips or pretzels, they're satiated sooner and they consume 70% fewer calories. That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid to say no or not now. It's okay. The kids are hungry between meals. Again, not just kids. It's okay if anybody is hungry between meals. It doesn't mean that you have to stop into the drive-thru. Really isn't. You don't need that 8-bean burrito from the convenience store.
8-bean?
I don't know. I was just pulling a number out. I don't know. What, they only have 4-bean? I'm not sure. Does it matter?
I'm just guessing.
I know, yeah.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Norman G. Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501 HST 25-horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normangtractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Cowell Banker, Agtown Realtors, above the rest. Find Cowell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Celebrate the harvest with a full day of outdoor fun. Bring your family to the Harvest Festival at Royalty Pecan Farms, Saturday, November 14th. It's acres and acres of games, food vendors, holiday gift ideas, and there's no admission charge. Enjoy the popular farm tour and a day of fall fun just west of Bryan on Highway 21 at the Brazos River. Celebrate the new Royalty Pecan crop at the Harvest Festival, November 14th. Fall fun for the whole family. Brought to you in part by HD Supply Waterworks, Mack Bolt and Steel, and Citizen State Bank.
A couple of minutes till. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. About 70 for a high temperature today. A man thought to be Britain's worst speeding offender has been jailed after filming himself driving 192 miles an hour.
Woo.
Sean Davis, age 42, found guilty at Northampton Crown Court of 4 counts of dangerous driving on the road. He could, his face could not be seen in the videos, but the video is out there doing 192 miles an hour. Probably shouldn't be doing that. Let's see what else. Oh.
It's 308 kilometers per hour.
There you are.
Yeah.
We have more words for 2015. Remember we talked about that last week? There were more words for 2015 that are from the, what is it, Collier's Dictionary, the one that nobody uses. Clean eating, the practice of following a diet that contains only natural foods. Contactless, referring to payment systems using RFID technology that do not require a signature or PIN. That's also called near-field communications, NFC, but we're not here yet. That'll be next year, 2 years from now. Ghosting, the act of an instance of ending a romantic relationship by not responding to attempts to communicate with the other party. Ghosting. Man-spreading, practiced by a male passenger on public transit of sitting with his legs wide apart, so denying space for passengers beside himself. Shaming. Gosh, I didn't know that wasn't in there. The act of practicing to attempt to embarrass a person.
It's probably hyphen shaming, adding shaming to the end of just
water shaming or whatever they happen to be doing. Yeah, that's
man-spreading shaming.
Yeah. This date, 1961, the record for a speed of a rocket, 4,092 miles an hour. Set in 1961 by a guy named Neil Armstrong. 1989, the fall of the Berlin Wall. It really happened right then. And in 2004, version 1.0 of Firefox was released. 9 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Brian.